Very good.
Got a little bit there. Okay, then we'll call the meeting to order, and we have everyone on the line. The first order of business is approval of the minutes from the February 7th meeting.
This is Doug. I will make a motion to approve those.
Thank you. I'll second that. Do we have any discussion regarding the minutes? And hearing none, then all in favor, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Brad.
Aye, Matt.
Okay, thank you. Then our next item is approval of loans for this time around, and we've got $8.7 million in loans, seven of them total. I'll make a motion to approve the loans.
Do you want to, they have been approved for public purpose, Brad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's
sorry.
Right.
Thank you. And so I'll make the motion now.
This is Doug. I'll second it.
Thank you. Any discussion regarding these loans? Okay. All in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
This is Matt. I vote no.
Okay.
All right.
Then we've got...
old business and new business. This
yeah.
On the agenda.
I'm just, I'm looking here and I had a note for myself about making a motion to approve a budget so that staff can appear in front of Joint Finance and comment on it. And I don't know where we fit that in.
I guess that would be under new business.
Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine you're going to be doing it since the Finance is a meeting for at least a month or so. So should we just do it on the next meeting?
I think we're going to have to call it a future agenda item and put that on the next agenda.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. I should have caught that and made sure it was on the agenda. It just didn't, I didn't look at it carefully. Any other future agenda items? Okay. Then, Jonathan, you have an executive secretary's report?
Yeah, real brief. I mean, you've seen the investment transaction report, and that's, I'm just going to refer to one piece of that, and that is that we sold some bonds in the period between the last board meeting, totaling, well, it didn't matter what the total, but the capital gains on those bonds was $700,000. And Rich will talk about that a little bit because it's very interesting that the bond prices sold above what we expected, and so we were sort of testing the market. But that $700,000 will yield 75% to the smoothing fund per our investment policy, and 25% is allocated for distribution to the K-12 schools. All of that money is K-12 school money, library money, but per our investment policy, 75% will fall into the smoothing fund and 25% for immediate distribution. Do you want to talk about the evaluation?
Sure. You know, we value our bond portfolio because bonds don't trade like common stocks do. They sometimes don't trade at all during the life of the bond. And so because the SEC and other entities require us to value our portfolio on at least an annual basis, we use companies that use mathematical formulas to value our bond portfolio. There's three large ones. S&P is probably the largest. And these bond prices that are provided to us, you know, give us what we consider to be the value of our portfolio. The bonds that were sold 2 weeks ago, we got a very good price for, much better than these bond prices indicated that we would get. And so
On that day.
Yeah, this is a daily valuation service that we use. I mean, I think the interesting part about that is that it really means that the value that we have for our bond portfolio could very well be an underestimate, a significant underestimate of what we're showing.
Having said that, the existing bond portfolio shows retained capital gains of approximately $10
million.
$10.7 million.
And so, you know, it's hard for me to estimate what it would be if we sold the entire bond portfolio. It would be difficult to do that in any case, and we have no plans to do that. But I think it's interesting that the value could be an understatement of the true value.
Well, and it should be stated that we got a good value on the day we sold them. and it's an indication of higher value than perhaps we're reporting. But, you know, we also hit the right day, basically. Rich pulled the trigger at the right day. We've been waiting for it. So that's all my report is, guys, that we're able to distribute $700,000, 75% to the smoothing fund to start filling that, and 25% to immediate distribution to K-12 school libraries in the next upcoming distribution.
This is Doug with a question.
Yes.
I knew we talked about putting money from our stock transactions into the smoothing fund, but I had forgotten that we're going to put the bond capital gains in there, but we must have, so that's okay.
Doug, we agreed to put capital gains that were actually realized into the smoothing fund, and that
okay.
was applicable for bonds or stocks.
Now, my question is, that money that's in the smoothing fund, we continue to invest that, correct?
Yes.
And are we allowed to invest it in things that pay more than that 0.1% we get from cash?
Yes, we can invest it as our normal funds would be invested, assuming we keep liquidity for the April payment to the K-12 schools.
Right, so it's basically a bookkeeping issue. The money's in the same pot.
Exactly.
Oh, and now here's my question. I noticed that you bought some bonds, namely three. What's the story on this Wisconsin bond only paying 1.3% interest?
Well, Doug, that bond, actually about half of it pays off on May 1st in just a few months. And then the other half pays off a year from May 1st. And so the average maturity is in November. So the average maturity is approximately 8 months. And we think that 1.31% is an excellent return for an 8-month average investment.
You know, it's a
better than a 6-month CD.
It's better than going into the state SIF, too. Really, the bond market has shifted a bit, and we don't see the values that we saw in the early weeks after the turn of the year, and so
the other two bonds you purchased are paying 3%. That's better,
right? But they have very long maturity dates. The bond that was paying 1.3% has an average maturity of only 8 months. The other bonds that are paying well over 3% have an average.
I got it. I got it. Okay, thank you.
That's all I have, Brad.
Okay, great, thank you. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
This is Doug, I so move.
All right, I'll agree. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, I agree too, bye.
See ya.
Thanks.